This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It was time for us to yak it up, you think? Everybody who's in favor of talking a lot about good, important things, please raise your hands. Oh, those hands.
Hands raised.
See, three of them, yes. That's the voice of Victoria Keevan. I heard a peep out of Jennifer Horn, but I didn't hear a peep out of Kara Schillen, who I know is there.
Sorry, I'm half asleep.
Are you? And what's the problem? Why are you half asleep? This is Wednesday, September 20th. At an hour that all good, decent people would be awake and alive and working and thinking.
Is that so?
Yes.
No, I saw my fave Ed Sheeran last night, so I'm running on about 3.5 hours of sleep. It was great. It was worth it. But
was it really? Well, we'll be the judge of that after spending a little bit of time with you. Okay, let's open our eyes and our ears and our thoughts to what's happening in the world. Is this a repeat of the conversation we had? Was it last week or the week before? When there are all these natural disasters focusing on fires burning everywhere around the planet and hurricanes from hell and tornadoes and now an earthquake in Mexico. Wasn't there an earthquake? Where was the earthquake last week?
There was one in Mexico.
Yeah.
A deadly one. Yep.
Huh.
2 weeks ago.
Week
the week before?
2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah. So what the hell's going on? What people are, planet's going to hell. No,
it's from
it
the eclipse. It's, the eclipse moved everything.
The eclipse moved everything. It's the fall autumnal equinox also changes things in a manner of speaking. I saw two reports on this. Please someone confirm whether it was an 8.1 or a 7.1 earthquake. I've seen both of those numbers floating around. Both of them are bad. Did you see the video of the buildings just collapsing like it was a bad movie? What was that? Remember the movie that was called Earthquake? This is like one of those disaster movies from the 70s, or one of the soon-to-be-released rock movies from 2017 to 2018. Although there are hundreds of people who are now confirmed dead, and with all these buildings that have crashed down, hard to know. The last time I checked this thing, they were finding 25, 30 people an hour that were dead. So you can have all the conversation you want to about what really happened. The epicenter was outside of Mexico City. The president of the country says, I've called a meeting for the National Emergency Committee. Okay, so all that stuff is boilerplate stuff. There in September of 1985, almost to the day, I think it was the 19th of September, 1985, there was an earthquake. That was an 8.0 on the Richter scale, killed almost 10,000 people in Mexico City. And then the other one off the southern coast of the country killed 61 people last week. And so one wondered, well, Mexico is on a fault line, or a couple of them, I think, anyway, right? Is it the same fault line that California is at San Andreas? Do we know which fault?
That's not San Andreas, no. I think that one of my friends at work, Jose, was telling us that there's actually a volcano under Mexico City and that the soil is very loose. And so even some of the buildings that are up to code, and again, after that last earthquake 20 years ago, when they had to rebuild, they built up really strong buildings, but the soil that it's on makes a huge difference. And I know that from living in California, depending on where you are in the state, there's loam, as you like to say. There's all different types. There's
loam,
you know,
right.
Sandstone. There's quicksand. There's, you know, whatever else that people are built on that makes it, that changes their experience when the earth moves.
So what I heard, Jen, was that there were two sort of sides, two parts to Mexico City, a part that was built on terra firma And then, as you just described, a large part of the city is built not on quicksand, but not on anything that is really solid. So that's the part of the city where most of the destruction took place. Some of those buildings didn't look that old that I saw crumbling down. It was almost like somebody's, whether it was a bad movie or somebody put sticks of dynamite around the bottom. You know how they in Las Vegas, a good example, they're always imploding buildings because they want to replace them. So they find a 35-year-old building that's need replacement, or somebody wants to put up a new casino, and they bomb them and they drop to the ground. You've seen those pictures, right? Seen that sort of thing happen? And that's kind of like what this, the video that I saw, is what it looked like. So anyway, hold a good thought for all the people, the families. Not necessarily. Maybe get rid of a few drug dealers anyway, this way.
Mm. I don't know about that. There are kids that are trapped. I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people that are trapped.
Really bad.
That are good people. Well, more of the people. See, this comes back around to what we assume, what we think. Oh, the Mexican... It kind of like Mexicans, Hispanics have the same experience, whether you realize it or not, in some circles, as Muslims do. All the Mexicans are drug dealers. All those people coming across the border illegally are drug dealers. You know, that kind of foolishness that gets into people's heads, and they make judgments that are based on ignorance. Anyway, the bottom line is, what I take away from this is the irony, if you will, or maybe it's synchronicity, of the same thing happening 33 years ago, almost to the day. That's the part that really kind of bugs me, or it kind of freaks me out in a way. It's very, I think that's hard to imagine given, I don't know, it's just hard to imagine. Something, is there something going on at this point? Is there something to this? Is it more the equinox than it is anything else? There's no proof of it. I'm just giving you my thoughts. All right. All right, what about the end of the world, ladies? Final thoughts?
Duck for locusts, I tell you. It feels that way.
Yeah. Where do locusts come from? Do they come from Mexico?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Where's the locusts come from? Oh, we got to find
locusts
out.
Locusts were a problem on the continent of Africa, I believe.
Oh, no, I think they've been problems elsewhere, too. I stand to be corrected because Victoria will correct me, I know, if I'm wrong, I know.
I know nothing about locusts.
Oh, hooray, I can say what I want to then. I think locusts come from Mexico. Let's see if we can figure that out.
I thought they were just everywhere, aren't they? I think they're probably like a lot of bugs where they're all over the world.
Mm-hmm. And what purpose, so we be spiritual about this, what purpose do locusts play in the running of the planet? Why do we need locusts?
Why do we need anything? Let's question everything. Why does everything exist?
We do.
They're grasshoppers. I like grasshoppers.
Locusts are grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, right. And they eat bad bugs.
Yeah.
But then they also eat vegetation. It's like these caterpillars that have infested certain trees, species of trees here in New England have been inundated with some kind of, the caterpillars, but they don't call them caterpillars. They call them something else. But they really are caterpillars that somehow get into certain types of trees, and they eat up all the leaves. And we've had a lot of them around this year. It's only a certain kind of elm tree and a certain kind of fruit tree, I think. Most of it, you can go along and see, like along the Mass Turnpike, you can see all the vegetation, and then you come upon a bunch of trees that look like they're all dead. And they really aren't. Just all the vegetation has been eaten by all those caterpillars.
Did you take your medication today?
I know, right? Well, here, Jen, here's one for you. Well, here's one for Jen, since we're talking about biblical things. I literally just looked up locusts, and that one of the headlines from breaking news in Israel from a few days ago, locust plague of biblical proportion strikes across the globe.
Oh,
so this
there it is.
News right out of Israel. So.
All right. So it comes from Israel. So now we can blame the Hispanics, we can blame the Muslims, and the Jews.
Why are we blaming anybody for anything? That's a great thing to do.
People want to have some. They folks have to get.
Locusts invaded the land of Egypt apparently in Exodus. So it was Egypt, I guess.
In the movie or in the actual event?
In the Israeli Bible in Exodus 10:14, it says locusts invaded all the land of Egypt. So apparently that's where all the plague of locusts were.
Must be true if it's in the Bible.
Hey, well that's Africa, so right.
Where? Where?
The, Egypt. Sorry,
edge. Egypt, yeah. Egypt is considered more Middle Eastern than African.
Well, it's on the continent of Africa, so...
Separated on. But it really is. Yeah, I'm not being facetious now. Not that I was being necessarily facetious before. But you know, more people think of Egypt as a Middle Eastern country, but it is, yes, you are correct. It is located in Africa. Thank you very much for the geography lesson, Victoria Keelan. Kara
this
Schilling.
Has been Bug Talk.
This is Bug Talk on the DJV experience. Now let's talk about beets. Beets and bugs. Have you all seen that the Johnny Carson show has been revived? The Tonight Show is now airing every night at 10 o'clock on one of those, some of those, they were like MyTV. Do you have MyTV? Most
I
every area.
MyTV, yeah.
MyTV, yeah. Yeah. I don't know that it's on MyTV, but it's one of those networks like that. So I've discovered it this week, 10 o'clock Eastern. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because there was a story, he had somebody on last night, like it was probably 1984 or something, that was talking about eating bugs. And what happens when you eat only half of the bug versus eating the whole bug? These happen to be cockroaches that had to be eaten in some test of something. And so when you eat half of it, the white stuff comes out. But if you eat the whole thing, you don't know what's in it. You just eat it. And I wonder how many other things that's true of. We eat things and we don't really know what we're eating. It tastes good. I bet you cockroaches probably taste pretty good. Anybody here eating a cockroach?
No.
Actually, yeah, chocolate covered.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I thought I remembered you eating
we
chocolate covered.
We did it on
covered.
A dare. Yeah, so it was not
answers,
good.
Answers, I mean.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it not good because you know what
it's
you're eating?
Crunchy,
if you didn't know what you're eating,
yeah.
Would you think it was bad?
No, I wouldn't think it was good. It was crunchy. It was just. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You didn't see the white stuff come out, though.
Oh. No.
And to answer your question, Jennifer, no, I have not taken my medication yet.
Apparently but not.
My medication comes in the form of super beets, so I got to get some super beets. These are the best of the best. The best beets go into super beets. They're grown on a 400-acre farm. They are harvested at three different times during the year. They are cooked. They are dried in a special process, and then they are powdered to go into those canisters that you get when you order them at DougLikesBeets.com. So you can say, this is so effective. We have some new information from these folks. They're so happy with what happens to people who listen to this program, who understand my message, our message, because you all are on the same thing. You understand the effectiveness of it, the way it enhances your body and your life, right? Isn't that part of your daily routine? Seriously.
It's my morning routine, yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you take your meds before you come on with me and Jennifer and Kara. You take Super Beats. That sort of sets you straight. Right?
Yes.
Get you going.
That's right. How I get ramped up to deal with you.
Oh, really?
And all right. Your insanity, yes.
Those of you who want to deal with me or the ladies or with whoever it is in your life you have to deal with early on, you may want to try Super Beats at DougLikesBeets.com. The secret here is helping to support healthy circulation and blood flow. Blood pressure stays normal. Super Beats work faster than caffeine to give you the results that you need. No caffeine, no monster drinks, none of that stuff. You get the blood flowing with this or their ancillary product, Neo 40, which is encapsulated. It's a teaspoonful of Super Beats encapsulated. Put it on your tongue, it dissolves and instantly absorbed into your system. Gives you all kinds of healthy, good feelings. So help yourself to goodness. Help yourself to Super Beets every day. Make it part of your program. Order them now at DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, plus free shipping, and the book Beat the Odds. DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beets now, please, for your own goodness, well-being of those in your family you love. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
You you want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Well, you had me from hello. I felt love start to grow. That I looked into your eyes, you want me. It was over from the start. You completely stole my heart, and now you won't let go. I never even had a chance, you know. You had me from hello.
I forget that I like this song so much. Great feeling, great sense. Kenny Chesney. When's the last time we played a bit of this song? Anybody remember?
It's been a long time since I've heard it.
Yeah. What a great... Just think of that phrase and what it means. It's kind of... Did it come out of that movie with
Jerry
Tom
Maguire.
Cruise? Jerry Maguire, right? Renee Wellziger, Zellweger says...
Wellziger. Yeah. Her.
Says... You had me from hello? Who, which of the two said that in the movie?
She said it.
She said it, right. Yeah. Listen to the lyrics, though. Kenny.
And I swore to me I wasn't gonna love again.
How many of us have said that?
Last time.
Maybe you're not as old as I am. So I've been around as long. I've said that a couple of times. It doesn't work. If you have loving thoughts or you love people... You can say you got hurt and I'm not doing this again, but it didn't work.
Did he actually write this for Renee after the movie? Or is this totally unrelated, just coincidental?
She was married to him, right?
Yes, for about 6 months.
Yeah. Well, this is the story is not the song so much, just a reference to Kenny Chesney because he's gotten some press out of helping to reunite a family after Hurricane Irma through the Virgin Islands. A couple of teenage brothers who'd lost their home were found. I'm trying to pronounce the name. Jahali and... how do you pronounce that, Victoria? Jabosh?
However you
two
want
two brothers.
To, yes.
Yeah, okay. Were trapped with their grandfather in their home on St. John during the landfall of Irma. Left without anything, the storm wiped the family's home and everything else, like lots of people, out. Boys were picked up by a boat headed to St. Croix with supplies and other evacuees. When they arrived, they were greeted and taken in by a woman named Sue, mother of the men who owned the boat, rescued them on the coast of St. John. They knew that the safest place for them would be with their own mother, who happens to live in Philadelphia. Only obstacle is there are no flights flying out of St. Croix, no flights flying out of any of those islands. All those islands were wiped out. Those of you planning to go there this winter, God bless you. Good luck. So then there was an anonymous patron who donated his jet to reunite the boys with their mother. Anonymous donor turned out to be Kenny Chesney. St. John apparently is a special place for him. It's where he married Renee in 2005. He's maintained a home there for years. But that was destroyed by Irma as well. He was concerned with the state of his home, saying that place and the people mean so much more to me than my house. I'm going to do everything that I possibly can to try to relieve some stress from people that I've really grown to love over the years, who have meant so much to my life. So, as a result, he created a new relief foundation called Love for Love City, a reference to St. John's nickname of Love City. So good for him. Good, that's a nice story.
I think he actually did the plane. I think he gave several rides to more people, because there seemed to be more stories coming up that he had actually flown a lot of people out.
Does he fly the plane himself?
No.
What is he?
I don't think so.
No, all these people do. A lot of stars who have their own planes.
But this is like a jet, though. So.
Well, you know what? You still know how to fly a jet. Harrison
Ford. We're not looking for more tragedy.
I hope Harrison Ford wasn't flying it.
It wasn't his jet. All right, so good news about something good from Kenny Chesney here on the DJV Experience, which is mostly good every day, 28 past the hour.
There's a difference between what people say and how they say it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can either place more emphasis on what people say or how they say it. And although it's probably wise to consider both, it's slightly more important to focus on how people say what they say. Let's face it, none of us are perfect communicators. We all get tripped up trying to express ourselves at times, and many times what comes out is not always clearly said. But the emotion behind what we say speaks clearly. When others ask us how we're doing, for instance, we might be able to muster up the words, "I'm fine." But how we say those words really gives a more accurate indicator of how we're actually doing. Be mindful of how people speak, because their emotions are speaking volumes. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
Let people care where I'm going, and good friends to welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, ride your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Now 34 after the hour, it is my privilege to present to you, you heard the expression, ladies of the night. These are ladies of sweetness and light. They would be Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. My pleasure and my privilege to bring them to you and to have them with me every day on the DJV Experience. Now, let us all connect our hands and contact the living by focusing on some people in the news. For example, Billy Bush, who's gotten a raw deal, in my estimation, for the last several years, is calling it quits with his wife. Anybody know who Sydney Davis? I don't know anything about her. What's her story? Jennifer, you usually know.
I don't. Yeah, no, I don't actually know much about her. But I felt kind of sad. I mean, it seems that this probably put a big strain on their marriage, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The Access Hollywood tapes, even though it happened such a long time ago.
Yeah. They were married in April of 1998. They have three children, all girls, Josie, Mary and Lily. They're a great name. Those are all great names. Aren't they? Think about it. Josie. What a sweet name for a girl. Does it stay with you? You ever think about names that are cool when you're young and they aren't so cool when you get older?
Mm-hmm.
Like Emily is good for a mature woman, but it seems tough for a kid. Yes, no?
Mm-hmm. And there's so many kids named Emily.
I don't
Emily
mind
now.
Yeah, I don't mind Emily.
So common.
Gotcha.
But yeah. There are other ones. Like, my sister really likes older names, or what I think of as older names.
Yeah,
so, like,
would be.
Eleanor, and yeah. Her daughter's name is Ruby, and so she just likes names like that. But I'm sure in, you know, another generation, they'll be popular again, because...
Isn't it funny, though, how, Kara, you hear a name, and it does conjure up in your mind somebody who's older. Just
yeah,
the
well,
name
I think
itself.
It's just yeah. Because... Okay, so when you're young, the only people that you know named Eleanor are older, and then they die off, and so they're not around anymore, and then eventually people have kids named Eleanor, and it seems like a kid's name again.
And what's with everyone naming their kid Penelope?
That's
there are like a million celebrity Penelopes now.
That's an English
I used to have.
English.
I used to have a kid's book, and the lead character was Penelope, and when I would read it to my mom, I always thought it was Penelope. So my mom thinks it's still funny today for anyone named Penelope to call him Penelope.
I grew up, a lady was running a little farm across the street, actually, now from where I live in the new house. Her name was Penelope Turton, and she was English and had a fabulous, well, she was just the target
rack?
Green thumbs. that if I said what just came into my mind, you'd consider me very sexist, so I will not say it because I don't want to open myself up to criticism from you or other people who would think that I sounded like a sexist.
You should probably just not admit that you're having those thoughts then.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not in your head. Breaking news. We don't know.
While we're talking about that, Jennifer just suggested a term that brings me around to thinking about Dolly Parton, who's another name in the news from Sunday night. A lot of idiots online are bashing her because she just stood there whilst her two partners from 9 to 5 made statements about Donald Trump that a lot of people didn't like. The audience loved it, but Dolly apparently didn't like it. And was it Jennifer who said she didn't give a crap, probably, or Kara said she
was
right.
Kara.
Yeah.
But she was, I mean, it was just awkward because she was standing in the center of them making a face and then afterwards saying, I'm just here to have fun, lady. So you could tell that there was, I mean, it's planned. Obviously, all that stuff is scripted. So.
I don't know that. Do you think that part of it, those things aren't scripted?
Yeah, that's all scripted.
The dumping on Trump is part of the script?
Well, it wasn't just a let's dump on Trump. They related it to the character in 9 to 5. That's what they didn't say Trump's name. They were, I mean, it was obviously about him, but I know, but I'm just saying, like, that was, they were talking about the character in the movie, and then Dolly was, you know, just wants to have fun. So I don't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, people are making it a much bigger deal than it was.
Well, that happens.
Well,
it's social
I mean,
media.
Think about the reason that people are making it a big deal, just to play devil's advocate. I mean, they basically called the president a racist, a bigot.
Yeah.
Those are pretty, like, big terms to call the president. And I would say, imagine if someone called that to the last president, or if someone said, I mean, it's a big deal, I think, when you kind of throw that sort of language around willy-nilly. But,
you know,
I get it. I mean, I understand why people are upset, but I also think it's an award show. What else do you expect when you turn on TV and you watch this? You know you're going to get that.
Let me give you an example of what happened to me. Most of all, anybody who listens to this program knows I was not a fan of Obama. I thought he was a horrible president. But it so upset me one day. I used to do business, and that's the part of the story that's important. I used to do business with a guy who ran a garage, who was actually quite a good mechanic and a good staff. But he referred to the then president one day using the N-word, and I never went back. I never spoken to him again. I never went back to his shop. I never did business with him again. It impacted me. It so bothered me that he, in this day and age, I thought better of him. Let's just put it that way. And that's so that kind of stuff. The reason I'm telling you the story is because it affects people sometimes. You know, names, what is it, sticks and stones will break my bones, names will never hurt me. I'm not sure that's true. And so to go back to what you just said, Jennifer, Trump's a lot of things, and maybe he's not a great president. He may fall into the same bailiwick as Obama and Bush in my mind. But you know what? I think that we have really gone way, some people have gone way beyond the beyond. And it's maybe on an individual basis. So you make up your own mind about how you view those things and you act accordingly. That's the way I am. And maybe you can
just,
look
you know,
at it
I think
same
we're
way.
Really easy to use broad terms and names.
Yeah,
and so what bothers me is that a lot of people would either downplay President, I mean, in this, just kind of finishing up your conversation about President Obama, I didn't think he was a great president either. And so if you said that to someone who was a defender of President Obama, they would say, well, you're just a racist. And so the same thing would be true of Trump. Instead of using names or instead of calling him out as a bigot or a racist or a sexist, people need to start verbalizing what the problem is, what they don't like about somebody, instead of just name calling, which I think is really kind of the lowest common denominator. So I just think it kind of lessens people when we just start throwing around names.
Right.
Instead, verbalize what you like or what you don't like about somebody.
Jennifer, it lessens your opinion about that person, as the example I just gave. I like this guy. I did. I really like this guy. But I haven't laid eyes on him for 2 years because of that. And I don't have any interest in. So when it comes to, you know, we all stick our foot in it in a different way, whether it's you stick your foot in a pile of crap or you stick your foot in your mouth. They all have done it. We all do it. We're not perfect. Hello. Knock, knock. Welcome to the real world. There is not one living person who is perfect. That's it. Period. End of story. So we make, you know, and you put yourself, you could say, well, you put yourself in the limelight by running for president and being this and being that. Yep, 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 yep. And some of them can take it and some of them can't. But it's just, in ordinary conversation, it bothers me in my circle. And I have people in my friendship circle who don't, you know, like Trump. And
I just
some
think we can do better. I mean, even politics aside, name calling. I mean, let's just start articulating our issues instead of just name calling. No matter what, whether it's an actor we like or we don't like, or you
let's carry this one step further, Jennifer, shall we? The story of Scotty Nell Hughes. You know who she is?
Yes.
Okay. She worked for Fox News. She filed a lawsuit against them this week, accusing them of punishing her after she claimed that she'd been raped by a guy who got his job back, interestingly enough. I forget the guy's name.
Charles Payne.
That's it, right. Yeah, he's a... you know what? I just caught myself. I was about to say what I criticize other people for saying. You know, like every time somebody says something about Trump, the billionaire president. What's that billionaire president? What does that word billionaire got to do with the fact that he's president? So I was about to say this guy was a black guy, and then I decided not to. But then I wanted to tell you that was what I was thinking. So, but
it seems to be a thing with you. You want us to live in your mind, I think.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, so that comes on the heels of Bill O'Reilly getting interviewed by Matt Lauer, saying it was kind of a contentious. If you saw the video, anybody see the video of it besides me?
No, I didn't see it.
It was a little tight. Because O'Reilly doesn't take any, you know, boop from anyone. And Matt was trying to do his good interview job. And so he went after O'Reilly for the allegations. He was ousted because supposedly he was a sexist pig. And he said, quote, I never mistreated anybody. But it was about business. And it was about, I'm going to paraphrase here, image. And me staying there would have cost the network billions of dollars. And it was a business decision. I had a clause in my contract. They could buy me out. And we agreed without any kerfuffle. And so he left. And that was, he says, that's it. I didn't ever do anything to anybody but the inference. He says, I've been on the air for 42 years and nobody's ever had to suffer. However, I would say...
That's so not true.
I was going to say,
that's
there have
just
been so many accusations over
well,
those 42 years of him being a pig.
Yeah, I mean, his own producer. I mean, that's just not true.
Yeah.
Was he, like, on drugs or something when that happened and he just forgot that that happened? Like, that's crazy.
Well, but you see, you can see things, the lens, everybody's lens is different, Victoria. You know that. We look at some.
I would love to have his lens then and just not look at what actually happens in life.
Yeah. But maybe that's how he deals with it. Maybe he's, in denial.
Yep.
Yeah, that could be one way or another. I've only come across him a couple of times in my life, and I find him to be pretty much off the air the way he is on the air. He's a lot of bluster. But he's an interesting, very interesting character. But isn't that what makes, I mean, look at all the people who are in the news today. Some names you know, some names you don't know. Some people are famous, some people are not famous. Here's Joe Strauss, who's the Speaker of the House in Texas, requesting that a Confederate plaque be removed from the state capitol. Story in today's Dallas Morning News quotes this fellow Strauss saying, the plaque says that the Civil War was not an act of rebellion and was not primarily about slavery. This is not accurate, and Texans are not well served by incorrect information about our history. And I wonder, I don't know if that's true or it isn't true, I mean, I can, if that's the quote on there, but how many of these other symbols, and it doesn't even have to be about the Civil War, actually don't portray, the best example I can come up with is all the people who say these things about the Confederate flag. I'm guaranteeing you that nobody listening to this program has actually seen the Confederate flag. They see the flag of the state of Virginia, which has been correlated all through the last 150 years as being the Confederate flag, which it is not. So then we come back around to symbols and symbolism and what they really represent, and are they that important anyway? What difference does it make what's on a piece of paper, or even though I don't hold with keeping that flag up, frankly, I think that's a deterrent to people. I think that's a symbol that, but taking down all these, whether it's a plaque or whether it's a statue of somebody, come on. Thank you for asking the question. What's really in your heart? What's really there? Do those things put something in your head or your heart? Do you really pay attention to that stuff? Really? How many people here pay attention to that stuff? You really? You see a statue and that affects you one like that, Jennifer or Victoria or Kara? Have you ever been affected by looking
at a statue? To me, I don't believe that statues are necessarily celebrations, and I think that's what's at the heart of this argument, is that people think that these are moments in history that we're celebrating. I think they're reminders more than they're celebrations, and that's why I fundamentally don't have an issue with them, because I truly believe that if we forget our history, then we repeat it.
Well, that is pretty obvious that's what we're doing. Although I will tell you, not to sound like a hypocrite, one of the most remarkable experiences I've ever had was walking up the steps of the Lincoln Monument.
Well, that's a celebration.
Looking at that man's face.
Yeah.
And thinking what he... That really... there's a transformative thing that happened when I did that. I was quite young when I walked up those steps. But it really is... That's something that does have an impact. So maybe... Now that I think about it, maybe other things affect people other ways like that. Who knows? Food for thought at 11 before the hour. DJV time.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zizol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag clearance deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. And Victoria Keeler is to give us a couple of search items and items that are not the usual bill of fare when it comes to our focus on technology. Get to that in just a moment. I want this a certain type of technology that I want to highlight. One of the reasons that the Tech Talk segment is brought to you on this program by ZipRecruiter is because of the technology. And the technology is the difference here. If you're hiring, how do you go about doing it? Do you do the work on your own? Do you try to find, there are three or four national companies that do this to help you find the best candidates? And the people I've talked to that admittedly were sent to me from ZipRecruiter went through a number of things that they'd tried with other companies. They just didn't find the full response or the smoothness. It's so smooth and so easy to find new employees, recruiting new employees using ZipRecruiter. That's the essence of the message here. For all of you who run businesses, large or small, this is unlike any other job procurement site. ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you, the employer. It'll find them for you. After all, when you pay money for a service, don't you expect them to provide you with a service? Duh, what a concept. However, In this circumstance, you don't even have to pay for it. Because we made a deal with ZipRecruiter. I'm so sure and sold on this product that I said, okay, let's do this and offer the product for free the first time. For free, listen to me. Offer it to people for their usage free first time around. So people who are looking for new recruits can see how easy it is to use this. So that's why I tell you to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the right person for that job you have that you need to fill right away. Qualified job candidates, immediate results. That's the slogan for ZipRecruiter, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, use it free first time around to find that perfect employee, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so the Navy, Victoria, is using games, Xbox games, or the controller to it?
Yep.
Like a joystick? How does this work?
Yes, it's a game controller. The U.S. Navy is now going to be using Xbox 360 game controllers to operate the periscopes of some of their newer, more advanced submarines. The USS Colorado is a nuclear-powered submarine and scheduled to be commissioned in November. It will be the first to integrate the Xbox 360 controller into the periscope imaging systems. And now, traditionally, operators control the imaging system with a very expensive helicopter-style joystick, but apparently it was very heavy and clunky, and so what they're doing now, the Navy decided to do a study. They had junior officers and younger sailors, and they said, what can we do to make your life better? And apparently the one of the big things came up was that the controllers in the submarines were just, they were not great and that they needed to be redesigned. So someone came along with the idea of using an Xbox 360, which, by the way, all of these young soldiers, they've all grown up playing them. So it's sort of a no-brainer. Plus, it's going to save the Navy millions of dollars, apparently, with just replacing that single bit of equipment. So now they're going to start rolling it out on all of the nuclear-level submarines moving forward.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. So finally, you know what the thing is, though?
Thing.
Yeah, and gaming gets a bad rap. There are a lot of surgeons who practice surgery on video games. And so there are a lot of things that video games are used for, and this is a great example of how it can actually be super useful.
Really? All right. Next thing is a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Do not search for Avril Lavigne.
It sounds bizarre, but it is true. Mm-hmm. Because if you search online for Avril Lavigne, apparently, according to McAfee, which is one of the security malware companies, they say that that is the most dangerous celebrity to search online. Apparently, that when you her search results have the highest risk to users in finding malicious links when you're if you're saying Avril Lavigne free MP3, if you're looking for some of her music, that carries a 22% chance of landing on a malicious website, which can cause a lot of damage to your computers. This is not something you even want to mess with. And so McAfee issued a pretty extensive statement saying that there are 10 musicians, and it's for whatever reason, it's not actors, it tends to be musicians. Avril's the worst. Bruno Mars, Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, and Celine Dion are in the top 5. So you have to be very careful if you are searching for those artists. Make sure that you are landing on a very trusted link, because this kind of stuff can really kill your computer.
Really? How about that for a warning? Thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.